Pedro Pascal may have failed as Hollywood's next big starring man, but that doesn't mean they've stopped. They have canned Pedro, but they're still looking for someone of a certain age, and yes, a far left political persuasion, to lead the nation, at least from the standpoint of Disney. And who might be that hero the mouse needs? Why, it's none other than Mark Ruffalo the Gruffalo, coming to save the day at Disney. No, he's not a Marvel man anymore. He's gone far beyond. He's Mark Ruffalo, and he makes Pedro Pascal look like a centrist, I tell you. Click that like button. We'll give you the latest dish on why Disney is determined to put forth people who are abrasive and offensive to their audiences, but they don't care. At least one boss at Disney doesn't care, and Wall Street better be putting their eye on Dana Walden real fast. Click that like button, and you decide. Pedro Pascal was supposed to be the internet's daddy. He was supposed to be your peepaw. He was supposed to be the guy who drove audiences wild. Instead, he drove them mad, and Disney's so sad that he's been left behind in the dust. He was the star, of course, of Fantastic Four. That hit the floor. He's supposed to be the guy who drives the Mandalorian Grogu. Nobody showed up. And now people are saying, whoa, it was a slip-up to ever trust in Pedro. So Disney is moving to a new guy, and the new guy is Mark the Gruffalo Ruffalo. The Hulk himself is getting all kinds of Disney support. He's the new Pedro. He's Pedro 2.0. And I got to say, I hope this goes as badly as the last one. Why? Because Mark Ruffalo is an abrasive individual who embraces, I believe, communism, socialism at the very least, and he's quite the beast when it comes to hating on fans who disagree with him. Laughing Place has this. Pixar set director confirms Mark Ruffalo as the star of the upcoming film Gatto. He also elaborated on the unique look of the film. There he is. They've hired Mark Ruffalo. Now, remember, he is just about as abrasive. I mean, he makes Mark Hamill look like a centrist. He's the kind of guy that Jimmy Kimmel would like to hang out with. He is now the star of a kid film, but he's also being put into the Spider-Man film. You got to have your Mark Ruffalo in the Spider-Man movie, too. So here he is, and the Hulk is going to be there. Spider-Man Brand New Day. Who's going to train young Tom Holland? Peter Parker? Well, nobody other than Mark Ruffalo yet again. He couldn't save She-Hulk, but he's here for all of these films. And of course, he'll be back in the Avengers films. He's everywhere. He's everywhere. I expect now that Mark Ruffalo is going to be getting even more support from Disney. And I'm just curious, Blaine, why does Disney continue to put in multi-IP, multi-domain positions these guys who are kind of politically nut jobs? What's going on here?
It's got to be the people that they have now employed, because it's like this is a continual issue that we keep seeing in Disney, which I don't even understand the Mark Ruffalo thing anyways, because I also think on top of him just being abrasive and offensive, I think he's a terrible actor.
He is.
I see him in. It's terrible.
There's 1,000 people they could get to play that stupid cat that would be better as a voice actor than Mark Ruffalo. We've heard him in the trailer, by the way. We can't play the trailer because they'll ding us, but it's just like generic voice guy.
Right, exactly. So it's like, to me, it feels like there are just these embedded people within Disney who are trying to keep these abrasive personalities in the spotlight for as long as humanly possible. But what's insane is you're just watching it tank the company further and further. It makes absolutely no sense. So it just seems like there are embedded people within the company that are hell-bent on keeping like their people in front and center.
You're exactly right. And what we are hearing, unfortunately, from our sources is that the Disney studios, the companies, the divisions that work in entertainment are repoliticizing. I mean, let me say it again. They are going back to politics. Caro, that's a real problem. And this is something we're watching carefully because one of the dangers Disney faces is that they have Dana Walden, who is best friends with Kamala Harris. She's over everything entertainment. And we know why she's there, because they were going to get this big revolt against them. They wanted Josh D'Amaro as CEO, but they could not let go Dana Walden for reasons gender and political. But she is hyper-partisan. So you got Rosie O'Donnell replacing Jimmy Kimmel for the summer. That's crazy. You got this battle royale between The View and the FCC. That's crazy, you know, in terms of like, what do investors want? And now that Pedro Pascal has went away, who is Disney hiring to put in all their movies going forward? Mark Ruffalo. Dana Walden is determined to do this kind of stuff. Caro, why? What is the reason for it? if it's not just political, is there any economic, is there any fan-based reason to push Mark Ruffalo?
No, because I was actually talking about this with one of my friends, and he was commenting that Mr. Ruffalo likes to advocate for the modern man or the average man, but the average man doesn't like him, right? So it's not working very well. I have a sneaking suspicion that this isn't really so much about making money or political. I have a feeling that there's like some kind of influence web that's going on, and that Mark has attached himself to things where it's very hard to remove him at this point without causing a big problem or a cascading fault, as I like to say.
But why give him new stuff? Why give him new stuff? Claire Valdez says, accomplished actor, committed activist, Claire for Congress supporter. Here we go. Here's Mark Ruffalo.
Hey, everybody. It's Mark Ruffalo, and I have a message for
he's so nervous.
In,
always.
Brooklyn,
his thing.
Western Queens. There is an incredibly important election happening right now for a member of Congress, and I'm personally so excited to support Assembly Member Claire Valdez. She's tough as nails. She's a union organizer. She's fought for workers' rights. She's fought for the environmental justice community. She's been up in Albany slugging it out. She's confronted the ICE deportation madness machine, and she's spoken out on moral clarity.
If you like her so much, where's your selfie?
Issues when a lot of other politicians didn't or couldn't or didn't have the courage to do it.
Oh, now he's acting. Good job.
Yes, and if you'd like to know about this Claire Valdez out of New York, she's a socialist. So this guy is nonstop. I mean, he is the new Pedro. You can contain it, though, right? So let's say that you hire a guy to play the Hulk, and you hired him because he acts nervous, and so that's a good Bruce Banner, okay? So, all right, we got this guy. We're stuck with him as the Hulk. You don't have to start putting him in all these other things and in these other places, but Dana Walden is doing it, and I think she's doing it because she says, screw it. You can't fire me. I'm going to poke my finger in your eye. She was good for maybe a few months, but now we're starting to see moves, including people reaching out to us via email and saying, hey, Pro, you need to know it's all going back political behind the scenes. It is all happening again, and I think this is one of the most public-facing ways we can tell it. Marv?
I think he's also very easy to control, because one of the reasons that he got put on for Hulk was because Edward Norton was not playing ball. But when they brought this guy on, he was kind of like, yeah, chef, whatever you want. And so because he's so easy to spin around, they want to keep him around too.
Yeah, I think that, you know, if you've got Dana Walden, who we know is connected to the political machine on the left, the political machine on the left wants Mark Ruffalo out there in big projects because he then goes out and uses that star power to advocate for them in public. Well, Disney is where it has to happen now, Pro, because guess where Mark Ruffalo is never going to work again? Paramount and Warner Brothers. Because he has been Captain Anti-Merger. They will never hire him again. He has made himself completely unhireable to a major Hollywood studio. So of
course, let me ask you that, Marv. Don't mean to interrupt you, but is this Dana Walden then also fighting back against the Ellisons and saying, we'll hire the people that you won't hire because you won't hire brazen, crazy, politically active celebrities? We'll hire them at Disney. We'll protect them.
They're going to have to double down on them now, because I think that certain political machinations that may be influencing Hollywood want these people out there. And now with less places to go, they're turning to Dana, and she's going to have to put them in more things.
Here's another clip from Mark Ruffalo.
Most crimes that are being committed in this country are by white people.
False.
What? That's AI. That's got to be
you
AI.
Think?
Yeah.
You think that's AI?
Most crimes that are being committed in this country.
You're right. That's AI. Poor Pro.
Here's the thing. It is AI. That is an AI clip, but that is a thing he said.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have proof of the quote?
I covered it a long time ago. I'm pretty sure.
A long time ago. Is that the first time we've been tricked with an AI clip here on the show? I think that's the first time. I think that's a historic moment for us.
But it is a quote that he actually did say, and he was wearing a hat that said immigrant on it when he did. He 100% made that statement. It's just that is a, I guess they don't have a
it's just that it was just that bland voice that is the voice of the every AI male.
Well, here, let me try again. You ready?
Classify Mark Ruffalo as
How about this? How about we try one more time? Here is another clip of Mark Ruffalo. This one, not AI, as we continue on to show you just what kind of guy this is and how he is truly Pedro 2.0.
In New York, rent is crushing people. Childcare now costs over $20,000 a year on average.
He's so happy
all
about
old
it.
Trump's policies keep making billionaires richer while working families endure cuts to essential services. So last year, over a million New Yorkers came together to vote for Mayor Mondani's affordability agenda. So who's getting in the way? Governor Kathy Hochul has a choice to make. You protect working families and tax the rich, or make Trump's cuts worse by forcing everyday people to pay more. 60% of New Yorkers, like me, agree that we should tax billionaires and corporations to fund childcare, housing, and transit. Working people shouldn't be the ones always stuck with the bill.
Which, this is just class warfare. And by the way, the billionaires, the millionaires, they're leaving New York in droves. I mean, they're just leaving New York like crazy, which means it'll collapse the New York economy. Media companies are leaving New York. It's really sad seeing what's happening. But this is the guy that Disney is deciding. And by the way, Mondani's a Disney guy, too. He starred in a Disney movie. His mom was a Disney director. So, but Ruffalo is, man, he's not the guy that I would sit there as Disney and say, what ultra-liberal 50-year-old man do we need to put into all of our projects?
I've got the clip, by the way.
Okay. Marv, share, please.
It's in the, I sent it to you in the private chat. It's in the article that we did a year ago, actually, June 18th.
See, this is how I got tricked. I remember this was real, and then we clicked the thing. Okay. Here we go. Why did somebody AI something that already exists?
I don't know.
What goober did this to us? Oh, well, it's still a historic moment. All right, here's the original.
It's not the immigrants. It's the billionaires. Well, we're seeing what's happening. First of all, we're understanding that the immigrants aren't the criminals. If you look at the statistics, most of the crimes that are committed in this country are by white people, that non-immigrants.
Oh, so he just doesn't understand per capita.
Yeah, okay. He doesn't know what per capita
is. Yeah, okay.
He's a genius. He needs to take a Latin course.
Doesn't understand percentages, doesn't understand basic math. And
so weird.
You know, there's nothing like an actor who has to engage in a system of power in which they are handed more money than is worth the specific effort for what they do. They think that the entire system must run that way. But no, there are plenty of people who've worked their butt off to earn something, even something small, that look at a system like the one that Mark Ruffalo is describing and saying, the safest hands are still our own.
But, yeah. Jonas, every upcoming film of note, okay, he has some very little films that he's working on that are outside Disney. Every major film that this man is going to star in going forward is Disney. He is being literally propped up. He is artificially being placed above every other person who would be better than him by Disney, by Dana Walden. He's in Spider-Man Brand New Day. That's 2026. He's in Gatto. That's 2027. He's in Avengers Secret Wars. He's in the whatever the next Avengers movie will be that they're going to, you know, come out and claim whatever. This guy has the next 4 or 5 years set, and it's all from the House of Mouse. This guy who is ultra political and abrasive and an enemy to so many of his audience or their audience. It's just Dana saying, come on in, Mark. This is who we want at Disney.
I have a weird question.
Sure.
Because normally Disney, when they bring actors on, they like try to make sure that they don't have like a super interesting.
That used to be the case. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the only reason I'm asking that is because there's a movie where he's basically walking around full frontal at one point.
Yeah, they for some reason they cut that out, and then I think it was not inclusive enough. But for some reason they stopped. I can't think of this specific person off the top of my head, but you'll get the most vile people, the most provocative people out there, and they'll put them in children's stuff. And
okay, because I remember they used to be better about that, but
yeah,
I guess
yep, they quit caring.
Well, I mean, with Ruffalo. Gatto is, I think, one of the first things I've ever seen him play, like, the lead in for Disney. So that's going to be interesting because typically they just slip him into a supporting role into films that are guaranteed success. Like, Spider-Man Brand New Day is going to make a whole lot of money. it's not going to be because of Mark Ruffalo, but it's going to be a Mark Ruffalo movie that makes a lot of money.
It doesn't even really make sense for him to be in that Spider-Man movie. It's like the character he's playing would be like the Lizard. It is the type, if you know the Spider-Man lore and stuff, it's like they could have had a new actor come in and play Kurt Connors and all this stuff, and they just decided not to. It's like, what? Why is he even in this?
To artificially.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jonas.
No, they because they have to have Spider-Man reliant on the MCU.
Yeah.
And they have to have that headline. Like sending out a thing that says $100 million in ad-related boosts to Supergirl. Like, okay, that's intentionally put out there to confuse the issue, because that doesn't mean that Supergirl is going to make $100 million more. They want everyone to go, oh, I heard about the thing. It must be successful. It's phase two of the underpants gnomes, so that people think they must have arrived at step three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'll say this too as we wrap up this topic. You know, we're not against Disney hiring people of political persuasions. We don't care. We want Disney to hire people who are marketable. We want movie stars who are likable, because for the economies of Disney, that's wise. And so we often say back to the mainstream middle, the sensible center where money is made. And it tends to be that hiring people who are in that sort of frame is beneficial economically to the company. So we don't really care about the politics. What I care about is when I see a pattern, and Mark Ruffalo is part of a pattern, where when I see Rosie O'Donnell selected to replace Jimmy Kimmel at a time that ABC is facing up against the federal government, I say, what exactly is that about? Is that in the interest of the shareholders, or is that Dana Walden making a political play, getting ready for the next elections? When I see The View battling the FCC, I say, okay, is that in the interest of shareholders, or is this a political grudge? And when I see Pedro Pascal unable to carry the baton for Disney, and so they hand it off to Mark Ruffalo, I say, out of the thousands and thousands of actors who could be doing this, why Mark Ruffalo? He's actually abrasive and mean, right? It's like if you started casting Robert De Niro just for the heck of it. You don't hire people who actually offend the audience purposefully. And their number one agenda is politics, not their celebrity status. Go ahead, Marv.
I was going to say, Robert De Niro is actually a good actor, though. That's the thing.
Yeah,
like, there's no plus side
to the job.
Yeah.
Not a one. But he's the new Pedro. He's Pedro 2.0. You know, we've reached the end yet again. But ladies and gentlemen, we've had fun today, have we not? And until the next time we get to do so yet again, be a friend to the channel. Click that like button. Share your thoughts in the dialogue down below. And if you're not yet subscribed, well, we need you right here on Team Pro. Until we meet again, keep learning, keep growing, and as always, keep having fun.